It's now time for our ACCHS Coaches Insight program brought to you by L&L Construction and Taco John's. I'm Brandon Tabman. We got Cody Tettmeyer here, the Tigers football coach, for a few minutes, and we always appreciate it. Coach, you guys had won a couple of games in a row, weeks three, weeks four, last week district game at home, a very good Sabetha team. Blue Jays able to come out with the victory. Just talk about that game last week, what you see, and just a few key takeaways from it.
I think our biggest thing is, you know, I'm not saying, you know, kudos to Sabetha. They've definitely beat us, obviously. They came out, played a really, really good game. They did a lot of things right. But, you know, our message to our boys, the three losses we have, basically we are beating ourselves. Whether that be turning the ball over or snapping the ball over our heads or not running the right play or, you know, like Friday's night case, we did not block very well at all. And that's just kind of, that's on us. It's not really anything Sabetha did. It's just we kind of forgot what we were doing up front. We need to focus more on that this week.
When you see a game like that and you maybe come out on the short end of it and you think, man, you know, we could have done so many things better to put ourselves in a position to win the game. When you go after the fact and get back to the grind and the practices throughout the course of that next week, is it just as simple as going back to fundamentals, or is it a week-by-week thing just depending on how a game kind of shakes out?
A lot of it is fundamentals. You know, we kind of, I guess, got a little sort of sidetracked, but kind of started focusing too much on what Sabetha was doing and kind of forgot to focus on what we need to do. And that's kind of been our message this week is let's not worry about the other team as much. Let's do what we are good at and let's take care of what we can do and what we can control. And, you know, usually on Friday nights, that kind of ends better for us.
Well, we've talked about how challenging and difficult this district is. And, of course, a Sabetha and Nemaha Central, you know, kind of leading the charge right now. You guys are sitting there at 1-1. And obviously a big game this week with Royal Valley. What do you see out of the Panthers this week and just what kind of stands out on tape when you put them on?
Their offense is very tough to stop. You know, they're running the flex bone. You never really know which back or even quarterback is going to run the ball. Their offensive line is very good at what they're doing. They're very sound, very fundamentally sound. They get off the ball, they turn their butts, they create holes, and their backs do a fantastic job of finding that hole, and they're tough to tackle. So their offense is definitely scary. I think it's kind of dates back to the Barta offense that they run, and you just never know. You know, there's no keys. You just never know where the ball is going to go and who's going to get it. So that is probably the most challenging thing against Royal Valley this week. You know, we just kind of told our guys, we got to be aggressive. We got to take care of our job on defense and, you know, come out and compete.
Yeah, and I've heard a lot of praise about what they have up front with their offensive line and their head coach. He's been there 4 years now. He's preached about how he's thought this is the best offensive line they've had for sure. They got certainly some big bodies up front. But when it's a game like this, it just seems like it is a battle in the trenches, and for the most part, it's the guys up front who are going to help dictate the outcome of this game.
Oh, for sure. You know, and that we think that's the case every week. You know, you can have all the athletes and all the skills players in the world, but if your offensive line isn't doing their job, it doesn't matter who gets the ball. And that's kind of what we ran into last week, and we've focused a lot on this week of, hey, we got to create holes, and they don't have to be fantastic blocks, but you know, we got to compete up front, communicate with each other, and do our job. And the team that kind of can do that the best is probably going to end up winning on Friday night.
Talking to ACCHS football coach here, Cody Tettmeyer, here just a couple more minutes here on our Coaches Insight program. They get Royal Valley this week on the road in a district game. Through five games, we're going on week number six. What have you liked from your team so far this year? What's one thing you really hope your team improves on here down the stretch?
I would say our best thing so far, I mean, we are staying as one. We are really out for each other. Not really, it's not, you know, football cannot be a selfish game, and we've really done a really good job of sticking together. I feel like this week's been a pretty decent week of practice. You know, the kids came out yesterday, we were focused, we kind of got some things ironed out, and you know, that's kind of been our big thing. Just maintaining each other and understanding that, hey, we got to work together to get this thing accomplished.
Well, we've talked about the line of scrimmage being a big deal this week, obviously tomorrow night at Royal Valley, but just give us a couple other keys and what's it going to take to go out, get a big win here on the road in district play?
You know, even last week, our biggest thing going into this week, we got to finish drives. You know, last week we took the ball and we drove kind of down thanks to a penalty in our first three plays. But we still drove the ball down the field on Sabetha, and we got out about the 30-yard line, and we kind of fizzled out. So our biggest thing is we want to control the ball, control the clock, obviously, take care of the ball, and, you know, finish drives. Go put points on the scoreboard, and, you know, obviously, kudos to Sabetha's defense for flying around and making tackles. But if we don't score, we're in trouble. We're not going to handle a 7-6 game really well. We got to be able to put points on the board, and we are very capable of that.
There it is, ACCHS football coach Cody Tettmeyer joining us again, brought to you by L&L Construction and Taco John's. The Tigers going to Royal Valley, NEKL versus the Big East League here in a Class 2A district showdown week 6 tomorrow night. Again, it's ACCHS on the road in that one. Coach, as always, appreciate the few minutes. Good luck tomorrow night.
You bet. Thank you so much. Go Tigers.